Ron, let's talk for a minute about the potential for our current situation to turn into revival. We've talked about confession, repentance, and prayer, things that are essential for revival to take place, but something typically precedes all of those things, does it not?
You know, Brian, I'm glad you asked that question because it's true. You can go back at least as far as the Israelites in the Old Testament and all down through the ages until today. And there's usually something that happens before we begin making a highway for our God. Three things, actually. Before prayer, confession, and repentance, before revival can come, there has to be some sort of steady moral decline or an increase in sin. The Israelites had this happen many times. It's what we call the cycles of disobedience. They'd go from sin to consequences to confession to repentance and then to restoration, and then the cycle would begin all over again. We all do that from time to time, Brian. And whether it's the senseless murder of a man under arrest or looting and violence, well, the sinful heart of man has sadly been on full display in recent days in our country. So moral decline is the first thing. Now, the second thing is some kind of crisis, or what I'd call a divine pause. Basically, God allowed a health crisis to come in, and in doing so, He hit the pause button in our lives. And His ultimate reason for allowing this is to draw us to Himself, to show unbelievers the need for salvation and believers the need for revival. Now, it would be great if the increased moral depravity would be enough, but very often it isn't. Revivals have happened after world wars, after and even during Vietnam, after 9/11, and I'm hopeful that one will come on the heels of this pandemic. But I also wish it wouldn't take something like this to trigger our need for revival and motivate us to take active steps to prepare a highway for our God. But often it does. And that leads to the third thing, a recognition of the need for revival. No one does an about-face if they think they're already looking in the right direction. No one changes behavior unless he or she sees a need to change it. So we have increasing amounts of sin, some sort of crisis or chaos that gets our attention, and then finally a recognition that something is wrong and needs to be made right. Well, Brian, all three are present here in 2020, which is why I'm very hopeful that millions of people will come to faith in Jesus Christ. And I am equally hopeful that the body of Christ will not only begin praying for this revival to come, but that it will do the Lord's work once it does come.